special Super Bowl this year.
Many, many things going on. Be like having the two Champions League semifinals on the same day. Really an incredible period of time. The big daytime TV show, they'll be spending time discussing the commercial. You name it, they'll be in this game. Frankly, trying to finish at least in the top half. You take that base campaign and then you use as many channels as possible. Look, it's really incredible. We can't wait. This is, it's absolutely terrific for BetMGM.
This podcast is brought to you by Pragmatic Solutions, the leading iGaming PAM platform with a modular approach, including many benefits like a fast, secure, and scalable API-based platform integrated with all major third-party products and services. Make sure you head over to Pragmatic Solutions and join our smart thinking.
This podcast is brought to you by Pragmatic Play, a leading game developer providing player favorites to the most successful brands across the industry. With an award-winning multi-product portfolio of slots, live casino, bingo, virtual sports, and more, Pragmatic Play is powering up new possibilities of play through one single API. Visit pragmaticplay.com and discover your favorite every time.
Yes, welcome back to the podcast. Matt Prevost, the Chief Revenue Officer of BetMGM. How are you doing today, Matt?
Good. Thanks for having me, Pierre. Doing really well.
Brilliant. I was going to ask you, you know, how are the stress levels now with 2.5 weeks before the big game?
They are about to peak, and then we've got a couple weeks before the Super Bowl, and then yes, a lot of many things going on. So we've, as a brand, we've completed our first ad to go in a Super Bowl, and there was a tremendous amount of stress when that was being done. That was in December, and now we're into let's say stressful but smaller ticket items.
Exciting times ahead. So it's a special Super Bowl this year in the sense that it's taking place in Vegas, of course. And
right,
the mother company of BetMGM, of course, is Vegas-based, rich history in the city. And so I just wanted to start by asking, what does it mean to BetMGM and MGM in general that the Super Bowl is taking place in Vegas this year? I can imagine that you guys have big plans.
Yeah, look, it's really incredible to think, as an American who also spent time in European gaming, to think that someday Vegas would be hosting a Super Bowl, you know, is just, it's a remarkable achievement for the city, for, you know, for the industry as well. For us as a brand, we view the absolute heart of our brand in Las Vegas. Our advertising features pictures of the Bellagio. It features iconic imagery from Vegas. It's central to our whole omni-channel experience. We have 45,000 or more rooms in Las Vegas. We host 4 million annual guests through our properties. We run 10 sports books in the city. We can't wait. This is it's absolutely terrific for BetMGM.
Yeah, exciting times for sure. And I mean, Matt, you know, the Super Bowl, the NFC, the AFC is coming up here. These are three of the biggest events from a betting perspective in the North American online sports betting industry, of course. And it begs the question, you know, what does it take to keep the technology running during this like hectic season? I remember just I remember the New York launch a couple of years ago, and there was the Caesar sportsbook went down during this hectic period, for example. You know, this must be an added layer of stress for you guys from a technology point of view.
You know, our tech teams do obviously a lot of simulation. It looks very similar to preparing for a Grand National in the UK. The preparation, the load testing, the work that goes into it every year, it's actually very similar to that Grand National experience. Many of the biggest and best sports betting providers have had prior experience with that specific event, so I think they have been through that drill. I've personally been through it when I was at a European operator. But it, in some ways, it's this weekend going in, we've got the semifinal games, the conference championships, so it'd be like having the two championship or Champions League semifinals on the same day, following directly after one another, and then 2 weeks later having the final. Really, really incredible period of time.
Yeah, spectacular. And I want to talk a little bit more from a marketing perspective and just activation perspective. How do you maximize kind of an opportunity like this? And I know that you just announced the first Super Bowl commercial, and it features, you know, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Vince Vaughn. I saw the teaser video that you guys released there a little bit before too. I love that these days you can release a teaser video to an advert, by the way.
That's quite
interesting. But can you talk a little bit more what it was like creating this big game commercial and just a little bit more perhaps on the activation around the event on top of the advert itself?
Absolutely. So believe it or not, our planning for Super Bowl 2024 started in April of 2022.
Oh, wow.
And you know, the Super Bowl ad blocks are fixed and they are booked years, if you know, months, if not years ahead. We booked ours in May of 22. So we made some decisions in April. We booked ours in May of 22. So we've been working in and around getting ready for this moment for, you know, almost 2 years in some form.
Wow.
As we got into 23, we went through the process of selecting an agency to develop a creative campaign. That was during the summer. Then we finally agreed on a creative concept. Then we went out and got talent, and we finally shot the ad in December. And we've been in some form of edit and approval with the leagues, with the regulators, with all of the various industry bodies we need to, you know, to connect with as it relates to being on this stage with a sports betting ad. And we should get our final version done this Friday. So what started almost 2 years ago will be finished, at least from a creative perspective, this Friday, which is incredible.
A lot of revisions in that video to get to the final point, to get it right.
And it's again, it's hard to explain to European audiences what a media circus the Super Bowl is. The big daytime TV shows on Monday morning will spend an hour or so discussing the game partially, but they'll be spending time discussing the commercials. They'll debate, oh, I like this one, I like this one. And then they're scoring and then like a league table of advertising. So, you know, which advert, you know, cut through the most. There's actually a ranking that's run by a big publication. Our biggest newspaper in the country runs a voting for consumers on ads. It's just, it's a different level of marketing. And here in this forum, you know, many of the forums we find ourselves in amongst kind of the normal sports advertisers. You know, people who are in other categories, you know, obviously in addition to sports betting, but, you know, you have, you know, advertisers like energy drinks and you know, alcohol brands, et cetera. This opens this game and this event opens there's a marketing view that the Super Bowl is a great launch event. So you'll see everything from tech service providers, financial trading firms, you know, alcohol, beer, chips, snacks, insurance, you name it, they'll be in this game. And it is, again, it's a central part of many Fortune 500 companies' plans for a given year, particularly if they launch a new product or a new initiative.
Right. Is it all about that one single TV ad, Matt? You know, these 2 years that leads up to this and the activation opportunities that you have around kind of working with the ambassadors that you are in Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, and Vince Vaughn. Do you take the opportunity then to do other things at the same time to kind of activate those partnerships? And what else are you doing around the Super Bowl outside of the advert?
Outside the advert, you take that base campaign and then you use as many channels as possible to promote that advertisement. And like with many marketing campaigns, you try to be multi-channel as much to the extent you can. So that's everything from out of home and to appearing on the sides of, you'll see a bunch of buildings in Las Vegas with our branding on it that's in line with the campaign. We have an offer and promotional strategy that we're communicating on our product and our digital channels. It's as many places as you can for a very short window of time. It's a burst of activity. And in some ways, as a marketer, you look at this as a PR event as much as you think of it as a brand or a marketing campaign, because you are trying to make, it's like doing the biggest stunt you can possibly do in order to get the maximum benefit during that period of time. And then also, frankly, trying to finish at least in the top half of the league table in terms of how the ad went out. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for you there, Matt. And if there's any way for
to
give some
votes,
I will certainly do it. Yes, please. Matt, thank you so much for coming on board here today. I know it's extremely stressful and busy times for you guys, and I wish you that the universe is with you, that everything comes together exactly the way you want it when it's go time. And I'm looking forward to see the full advert again.
Fantastic. Pierre, thank you so much for hosting me. Thanks to all your listeners. Should be a great, great Super Bowl. We've got four terrific teams in the playoffs left. And should be a terrific event in Las Vegas.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you.
I wish you a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Yep. Cheers. Thank you.